We are back for part three, y'all. Whoa. This is the longest one we've ever done. I'm pretty proud.
I'm so talented.
Okay. So, if you're wondering how long a zombie could actually survive when, you know, they first turn into zombies, I found that researchers estimated that each zombie could live 20 days without brains. Assuming a starting population of 7.5 billion people, approximately the world's population today, it was calculated that it would take 20 days for a single zombie to start an epidemic of noticeable proportions. But do you know who the first people to go in a zombie apocalypse would be?
Where?
Who?
What?
Okay. It would be...
When? Where?
How? It would be the doctors and the nurses. When the zombie apocalypse first begins and people start getting bitten, most people will go to the hospital and medical centers for help. The bitten patients will be checked on by the poor doctors and nurses, and then they would be bitten as well. So, there is that. Now, y'all, I found an article, and this is really cool. So, let me see here. A group of researchers actually put together how long it would take for the zombie invasion to play out. And we're going to go over that, and then we'll talk about what we think about it, and we will be done with this episode. So, let's get started. If a Walking Dead-style zombie outbreak ever swept across the United States, your best bet would be to head for the Northern Rockies. That's one upshot of some fun 2015 research by Alex Olemi, Matthew Bierbaum, Christopher Myers, and James Sethna of Cornell University.
Cornell University.
I wonder if they were in an a cappella group.
Maybe.
After reading World War Z, the group wanted to figure out how a real-life zombie apocalypse might play out in the United States. So they did the natural thing and modeled it. They even created a zombie simulator that lets you see for yourself how the invasion would spread based on different assumptions. So they placed a lone, hungry zombie in New York City, and within a week, the invasion had spread throughout the East Coast, overrunning Boston and Washington, D.C., and the red splotches on the simulator kept growing and growing and growing. 28 days later, much of the eastern U.S. was conquered.
28 days.
I know. I saw that, and I was like, though surprisingly, not all of it. The undead hadn't yet made it to Chicago or Florida. Maybe if they had been faster, it would have all been different. The zombie simulator is based on real-life disease model known as SIR, which stands for susceptible, infected, and resistant.
Really?
The researchers developed simulation... Stop.
What?
Just stop.
Stop what?
You're disgusting.
You're disgusting. Idiot.
Stop it. Please stop.
Oh, fine.
You're so gross. The researchers developed simulations based on variables like how fast zombies move, how often humans kill them, and how often bites occur. The team has presented its results at the 2015 American Physical Society March meeting. Modeling zombies takes you through a lot of the techniques used to model real diseases. Each possible interaction, zombie bites human, human kills zombie, zombie moves, is treated like a radioactive decay with a half-life that depends on some perimeters and they tried to simulate the times it would take for all of these different interactions to fire, where complications arise because when one thing happens, it can affect the rates at which all other things happen. So, and then they're saying a lot depends on the zombie speed and bite to kill ratio. The simulator allows you to control various factors like the bite to kill ratio, a measure of how likely zombies are to bite humans versus how likely humans are to kill zombies. The researchers told Jacob Aaron of New Scientist that a 0.8 bite to kill ratio is roughly the value they found for movies like Shaun of the Dead, though you can tweak it accordingly if you're more bullish on the human race. When they ran the zombie simulator using the default assumptions, it took several months for the zombies to overrun the entire United States. Cities fell astonishingly quick, but zombies were much slower to spread into rural areas. And areas like the Northern Rockies remained zombie-free for a long time. The researchers say this usually holds true no matter where the initial zombie outbreak begins, given the dynamics of the disease. Once the zombies invade more sparsely populated areas, the whole outbreak slows down. There are fewer humans to bite, so you start creating zombies at a slower rate. Let's see, how long could those rural pockets hold out? It depends whether hungry zombies will be able to hang around indefinitely. On that score, they've always found this piece. Given enough time, zombies would succumb to heat, cold, natural predators, maggots, and an inability to heal from day-to-day damage. Holding up for a month or so in the Rockies should be enough to let the zombie apocalypse play itself out, or at least let's hope. So, there's that. So, what they're saying is it probably shouldn't last too terribly long if you just head to the mountains and just kind of let the zombies...
Why the mountains?
Well, they're saying that it's more rural... How do you say that?
Rural.
That's a hard word to say. There's not as many people, and you're not going to find many zombies there just because it's mainly the big cities that are going to get overrun because there's a lot more people to feed on there. So you get them into these smaller towns, and there's not as many people, and they have more places to hide, and the zombies will not get to them as fast. So they've got a 20-day lifespan, supposedly, and you let them kind of play it out, going with the damage they will get from, as they said, the weather, the maggots, you know, just everyday stuff for zombies, I guess, zombie things. It's just going to play itself out. But then you're always going to have those people that are like, you know, like we saw tonight where we were watching Fear of the Walking Dead, y'all, and that is such a good show. Watch it. But there was a man that was killing zombies, and I swear, they were like a football field away from him, and he was trying to reload his gun and just stood there, and the zombies caught up to him and ate him, which was kind of ridiculous. I say step back and reload that gun, or just get back in your car and leave. But he did not do that, and he turned into a zombie. So there's that. We're going to have people that end up like that, which honestly, y'all, that's just stupid. So we don't need that. But just don't feed the zombies and they're fine, you know? So that.
Make sure we don't feed the zombies. Got it.
Do not feed the zombies.
Got it. Don't feed zombies.
Yes, we need to make that into a t-shirt. Do not feed the zombies. But yes. Are you part of the zombie response team?
No.
Oh, you're not?
I'm not going to go help anybody.
What? You are a terrible person.
I'm going to take care of me and my family. I'm not going to go help somebody try to survive. I'm not myself to survive.
That's true. But I do, like on The Walking Dead, I get so angry because they have these different groups and they're mainly going after each other. And I'm like, why do they go after each other? Why don't they just get together and go after all the zombies and it's over? But I don't know. It's humans are crazy. Humans are the real monsters, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously. But that's it on the zombie apocalypse. And y'all should have more than enough information on how to survive it. Just don't get rabies or anything like that. And you should be set and head to those Rocky Mountains. Right?
Uh-huh.
So, do you have anything you want to add or anything you want to... Oh, we saw Ghostbusters Afterlife and we did not even talk about that.
That was a really good movie.
It was so good, and the little girl in it is amazing. Y'all have to see it. It was so good. Spoiler alert, there is no Slimer in this, and that really got me.
Well, they're not in New York, so why would there be a Slimer? Slimer doesn't travel with them.
He should, though, and I actually looked it up why Slimer was not in it, because that really hurt me, because he was in the cartoons and everything. They said the reason he was not in it was because he kind of took the cartoons over. And like you said, yeah, like you said, there's really no reason for Slimer to be in there because he is from New York. And they also said he kind of ran his course and they were done with Slimer. But it's such a great movie. And I swear, those are like the bravest kids I've ever seen. The
perfect balance of nostalgia and... like new, something new and fresh. It was a really good movie.
Yes, we've watched it several times already, actually. And the little girl in it, I think her name's McKenna Grace. She's in a lot of things. She was in a Conjuring movie. She's been in so many things, but she is wonderful. She's the coolest kid ever, except for my kids. And I just love her. She's amazing. So... there is that. Now, I hope with this episode, maybe we've changed some people's minds about the zombie apocalypse. But I know I'm going to be getting extra canned goods and stocking up a little bit more. Nothing crazy, just a little extra stuff, you know?
Oh, okay.
All right, then. So... y'all, I hope y'all have a great week. And thank you for sticking with us for these three episodes. And do you have anything else you need to add?
Nah, I'm good.
You're good?
Good.
Okay. Well, we will see you guys next Sunday. We'll try to find something to top our zombie apocalypse extravaganza. And we will see y'all next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Damn, that was loud.